Counterfeiters have discovered a scheme that's easier to carry out and more lucrative than making money. But faking prescription drugs is far more dangerous to ordinary citizens. Congress last week passed a controversial measure that, according to opponents, will flood the country with imported counterfeit drugs. Supporters of the measure say that threat is being exaggerated. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
This customs warehouse in Boston is a snapshot of the global economy. Those pallets over there are from Shanghai. This one's from India. Over here is a shipment from Belize.
We're seeing a major change in the importing into the United States. Things are coming from everywhere. The former Soviet Union, the developing countries in South America, Africa is shipping more to the United States now.
Dan Keefe has been a customs inspector for 30 years. He says the priority with pharmaceuticals until recently was keeping out gray market goods, medicines that are legitimate but illegal to import. But lately, the emphasis has changed.
More importantly now is that we need to make sure there are no counterfeit drugs coming in, as the American public is relying on us to make sure that what they're getting is indeed a legitimate product.
Counterfeit drugs are suddenly in the news. Last week, Florida indicted 19 people on charges of diluting, relabeling, and adulterating prescription drugs. Recently, the Food and Drug Administration had to recall 150,000 bottles of fake Lipitor, the leading anti-cholesterol drug. The FDA says it's investigating 20 drug-faking scams a year, compared to 6 just 3 years ago. But consultant Lou Kontnick says homegrown fakes aren't the main problem.
The counterfeit pharmaceutical problem here in the United States is thankfully quite small. Outside the United States is a very different matter. It can be as high as, some people say, 80%, 4 out of 5 pharmaceuticals in parts of Africa being fake.
As many as 80,000 children in Nigeria have gotten fake meningitis vaccine. India has seen bogus polio vaccine. In Southeast Asia, one study found that 1/3 of drugs contain no active ingredient. These are crimes on a grand scale. They hurt not only the unsuspecting people who get worthless vaccines and medicines, they sabotage the campaign to rid the world of polio and other infectious diseases. Global trade is only one source of the problem. Computers and laser printers make it easy for criminals to mimic drug labels and packaging. The internet makes it cheap to market fake drugs to consumers anywhere in the world. Driving it all is the soaring price of drugs. These days, many are worth far more than their weight in gold. A 1 month supply of a drug called Procrit costs $1,800, just for 4 vials. Patients with cancer or AIDS need it to boost red blood cells. Last month, 3 Florida men pleaded guilty to selling vials of unsterile water labeled as Procrit. Consultant Lou Kontnick.
There's an increasing awareness by criminals that they can make really better money more safely by dealing with fake pharmaceuticals rather than drugs like heroin and crack.
Perpetrating the crime may involve nothing more complicated than slipping the fake drug into the mail. Federal officials say they're overwhelmed by the tens of thousands of pharmaceuticals mailed into the country every day. Elizabeth Durant is with the Bureau of Customs and Border Protection.
We have a hard time gauging the extent of the problem. We can say with some certainty, based on the number of shipments that are coming in, that counterfeiting, we believe, has grown substantially.
She says there are signs that foreign counterfeiters are shipping drugs in wholesale amounts. In a study 2 years ago, Customs and the FDA screened medications coming by mail through Los Angeles International Airport. They did lab testing on samples they considered suspicious.
15% were found to be counterfeit. That means that a lot of times they don't have anything in them. It's a sugar pill.
Customs and the FDA will conduct a wider testing blitz this summer at several undisclosed ports of entry. At the same time, pharmaceutical companies recently agreed to notify FDA within 5 days if they suspect a counterfeit drug is circulating. Martin ten Hom, a counterfeiting expert who works for the Dutch government, says this interest was a long time coming.
For industry, they don't like it when their products are being imitated, not so much because of the loss of income, that's an important point, but the loss of the reputation. And for drug regulators, they don't like to talk about it. If they admit that there are counterfeit products on the markets, that would mean that they haven't got their act in order.
But Congress has escalated the debate on counterfeiting. By a wide margin, the U.S. House passed a bill last week that would allow importers to bring in commercial quantities of pharmaceuticals from abroad. Proponents of the House bill say it would force drug manufacturers to lower domestic prices. Proponents dismiss warnings that allowing foreign imports would cause an explosion of counterfeit drugs. Consultant Lou Kontnick says they're wrong.
The idea of opening up our borders and throwing away the protections that we have, imperfect as they are, I think would really represent an invitation to all kinds of counterfeits coming into the United States.
The bill that passed the House faces bipartisan opposition in the Senate, but whether or not Congress opens U.S. borders to pharmaceutical imports, virtually everyone in the field agrees that regulators have to get smarter than counterfeiters. The FDA recently launched an effort to identify the best anti-counterfeiting strategies. There are lots of possibilities. Invisible inks for drug packages, chemical tags that can be incorporated into packages or the drugs themselves, making it easier to spot fakes. FDA Commissioner Mark McClellan says tiny radio transmitters could be embedded in drug packages.
So from the time that it leaves the drug manufacturer through the wholesalers and distributors all the way to the pharmacy and into the patient's hands, we would know whether the drug had been taken off course or if an improper pharmaceutical got slipped into the distribution system. We would know that as well because it wouldn't emit the proper signal.
Until those new safeguards are deployed, experts say consumers should be wary of ordering drugs on the Internet. Websites that claim to be in a well-regulated country like Canada may actually be based in a more permissive place, such as Pakistan or the Caribbean. Elizabeth Durant of Customs.
You just have to be very careful where you're ordering. I just wouldn't order drugs on the Internet. It's just an unsafe thing to do, unless it's an approved Internet site.
For now, insiders say, avoid Internet sites that don't carry the seal of the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.